How compassionate are we? Do these situations move us to tears? Would we be willing to remain on this hellish planet eternally, giving up all concern for our own liberation so that these souls could be free? Only if we can answer honestly in the affirmative will we be eligible for entrance into the kingdom of God. Of course, the Lord would not actually allow any of his beloved servants to suffer eternally on behalf of others, but a high-level servant of God must demonstrate a genuine willingness to do so. The Lord becomes extremely attentive to those who have surrendered at that level of consciousness. Indeed, such a degree of compassion actually purchases the Lord's help to alleviate the hurt and despair of others. Many spiritual traditions tell us that saints literally feel the pain of all of those around them. Because they feel this despair so intensely, they are very careful not to give anyone cause for suffering. Instead, they rejoice when they can help someone else experience happiness. Imagine yourself in any of the difficult or painful situations described in this chapter. Feel the intensity of suffering involved and meditate on the type of love required to help souls who are hurting so much. As we have seen, deep compassion means that we are willing to take suffering upon ourselves so that others can lead better lives. We're not talking about mere religion here, but about a profound level of spirituality that requires great commitment. It is not for the faint-hearted. As spiritual warriors, we must develop a high degree of spiritual maturity to make such enormous sacrifices willingly and help raise the level of consciousness on this planet. Such total commitment and intensity are prerequisites for entering into the environment of divine love. Spiritual life is not an extracurricular affair, nor is it merely concerned with providing us our daily bread. Those who attain entry into the Lord's kingdom have moved far beyond concerns of guilt or fear of punishment, and they have no interest in what God can do for them. Rather, they understand that spiritual life is about making a change in consciousness so that they can totally offer themselves in service to the Lord and His creation. At times, the extreme selfishness and intense suffering around us can be so overwhelming that we wonder if anyone is capable of expressing selfless compassion. Fortunately, though, there are always divine messengers who can teach us about compassion, providing role models that can raise our consciousness to a higher level of spiritual expression. Those who encounter such selfless beings are blessed with a rare opportunity to witness evolved souls in action who gladly forego all personal gain to enable others to return back to Godhead. Given the total commitment and infinite compassion of such saintly souls, how can we not be moved to emulate them? With their protection and assistance, we can accomplish miracles.